This is how we're gonna end it. There's nothing anybody can do. I thought that we would be friends for life. I gave you the key and I let you inside. Time, 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 time will tell. Time, 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 time will tell. Time, 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 time will tell. Who is the loser of this game? Is now rotten, and I don't miss having you around. I thought that we would be friends for life. I gave you the key and I let you inside. Time, 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 time. Time, 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 time will tell. Time, 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 time will tell. Time, 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 time will tell. Who is the loser of this game?
Good morning.
Good morning.
There you go.
Welcome to Metal World Monday.
Welcome.
Welcome to Metal World Monday. It's 8:18 in the morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford live. This is your host, Metal World, and my associate.
Reed Alexander, co-host.
Reed Alexander,
at
co-host
your
is
service.
Here. We have one of our best shows in store today. There were supposed to be four of us today, and then we made a few cuts. Trim the fat. If you will.
Not everyone can make it to the final stage.
Yeah, because not everyone has the stones.
You don't have the stones.
We're going to be playing Do You Have the Stones? Or actually, you don't have the stones. Guilty until proven innocent in my court, in this kangaroo court.
In the court of meta world opinion.
That's right. We'll be spreading a community of love at the top of the hour.
And hate. On the bottom of the hour.
That is right. So it's kind of a crescendo of sorts.
A yin-yang, if you will.
Well put. The other thing we're going to be doing is laughing, crying. It is, again, bottomless day in the studio, but it's also topless day, so we are completely nude.
Oh, if only there were cameras.
There actually are. They installed security cameras after an incident happened in the studio, so... Check the tapes.
Incident unbeknownst to us.
It wasn't us.
Please.
You can't prove it because there weren't cameras at the time. So, anyway, we've got music, sweet music. We might just do all Spotify shuffle.
Oh,
every
wow.
song that's available on the internet. We're just
on the internet.
We're gonna say I'm feeling lucky.
On the internet's leading streaming service, Spotify.
Yes, as we know, this show is not brought to you by Spotify, but it is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Bean juice make my brain go fast.
Oh, shaky anxiety pills.
Do the pills give you anxiety?
Oh, they certainly
or
do.
Or do they take it away?
Yes.
Okay. I still have no conclusions to draw from that.
We don't draw conclusions on the show. We make statements,
mm-hmm.
and then we see how we feel about them.
Yeah, you're just dipping our toes in the water of what is our reflective consciousness.
Ah, too cold.
Oh, never again. Yeah.
Waves crest.
We'll later take a deep dive on why I watch NBA YouTube videos, even though I'm not that into basketball every day.
It's all an act.
It's an act.
Boys, if you're listening, he's dropping the fantasy team.
Boys. We'll talk about Cheeky Nando's. We'll talk about the lads. We'll talk about what we did this weekend.
Ooh.
We'll talk about what we're going to do in the following weekends.
Ah.
Plans for the future. This show is like our call home to our parents.
Yes.
And in your case, it actually is a call home to your parents.
It's a one-sided call home. Actually, how I prefer it, because on the call home I do on Sunday nights, it's mostly them talking.
Yeah.
I can't get a word in.
Well, we had a great chat with your parents last night. They seem to be really proud of you.
Yeah, strangely. I don't know why, but...
They're up to something. They're probably going to ask you for a favor soon.
Oh, God. I gave you enough money already, Dad. Stop trying to make it as a game board, as a board game entrepreneur. I can't invest anymore.
It's like Monopoly with cats. We're going to have a breakthrough soon.
You'll like it, I swear.
You'll like it, I promise. Okay. We should probably play some music. And we might even stray from like the four songs that we usually play.
Oh.
From week to week to week.
Interesting.
But I can't guarantee that that's the case. We want to listen to Pish.
Pish?
Pish Posh.
Pish Posh.
We're getting a text from a fan.
Oh, it's the Meta
it's
World
our
intern.
I told you she would be upset.
Yeah, well, you trimmed the fat.
She's a bad intern.
Bad intern.
We are actually now taking applications for a new intern because our intern forgot to show up on our first day, and it's actually whack.
You know, we hold you to late night promises.
Yes.
If you are our friends / interns. And right now, this person who was our intern is neither.
Nigh is the night.
Nigh is the
Nietzsche
night.
Nietzsche used to say, show up, intern.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're definitely looking to bring another person onto the team who cares.
If you're interested, set me up on a blind date with your cutest friend so I don't feel so alone all the time. And
is
then
this
if it
related
goes well,
to the intern search? Because that sounds inappropriate. We like to run a tight ship around here. No inner intern relationships. But whatever. I digress. We're
going to
play MGMT. The whole
Ooh.
Screen is just completely black right now.
Much like the nighttime.
You know, I told you not to bring up the nighttime because it scares me.
Spooky scary.
So yeah, what we're going to do intern search. We're probably going to do Drake and Drake because
Ooh.
We haven't done it in weeks.
Oh my God. Weeks. I'm sorry, listeners. I know that's our long coveted segment that I came up with.
No, I came up with it. Obviously, like I come up with all the segments on this show.
You do not come up with all the segments. I come up with most of the segments. No.
I think it's appropriate to say that this weekend was a war. We went to war this weekend. It was a battle, and we lost a few battles, and we won a few. And overall, I think we won the weekend. We'll get into why later, but the song is called Weekend Wars. Some of those were the lines.
Welcome back, Weekend Warriors.
Welcome back, Weekend Warriors. I hope that things went the way you expected, and in a good way.
In a good way.
What's the headline of the day today?
News
break.
Brought to you by the news. This just in. Nigeria's president says he is not dead and hasn't been cloned.
This is a relief, frankly, folks, because we were up all night worried sick about all the clones.
All the clones.
Is this that guy you sent all that money to that one time?
I hope not. there was a long time concern that he was on the verge of death.
Mm-hmm.
He received cancer pants from the U.S. government, I believe.
Which is not uncommon.
Not uncommon.
It happened to a lot of great world leaders.
We can get into that.
We'll get into the conspiracies later. If you have been watching the Netflix show Conspiracies, you know what we're talking about. Cancer pants.
As I'm sure most of you
don't accept pants from the CIA.
Oh, you think they might be fashionable? Hugo Chavez
did. We all know how that ended up.
Yikes.
Yikes.
I mean, even if they're on sale, just don't go for it.
That's a sale we don't want to attend.
Yeah. Anyway, not dead, not a clone. The real guy. He's the real guy.
Well, this is, you know, finally some good news in this tumultuous news environment. Thank you for that news break brought to us by the news. Do they do that on the outro as well? I guess we do on this show.
Yeah, we do things our own way here. And if you don't like it, stop listening. But please still listen. It might get better.
It might get better. This has been a year. Usually the show trends upwardly, but this has been like a sine wave. And if that's too complicated for most of our viewership, and it should be based on our target demographic, mean IQ.
If you don't know what a sine wave is, think of it as a cosine wave.
Yeah. That should be very helpful. We have record viewership. Shout out to listener today. And we're going to continue to play music, which is usually the backbone of this show, but we're looking to slowly phase music out of the radio and have only talking heads. That's one of our goals for radio, which is not... A lot of people say we're getting on a sinking ship, but this ship is flying like the Hindenburg.
And we all know how that ended.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Music.com. Oh, music.com. Oh, music.
Is this part of the music?
This is the music. That was a song I wrote. It's called music.com.
It's beautiful.
Okay, this is a song that doesn't fit the theme at all, but it's called 4 out of 5.
Oh?
And we'll tell you why later.
Way, start your free trial today. Come on in the waters, lovely look. You could meet someone you like. You're in the meat of your strike. It is that easy. Lunar surface on a Saturday night, dressed up in silver and white, with colored old gray whistle test lights. Take easy for a little while. Come and stay with us. Special effects in my mind's eye. Okay, cookie with the opposite sex. The things you try to forget, doesn't time fly? I'm in no position to give advice. I don't wanna be nice, and you know that. Take it easy for a little while. Come and stay with us. The place to go, and you will not recognize the old headquarters. All the nights that never happened, and the days that don't exist, at the information action ratio.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Sorry to interrupt your regularly scheduled music.
We have an emergency update.
Emergency update brought to you by the news.
Thank you.
This just in, quote, "It's the real me," end quote. Nigerian president denies dying and being replaced by a clone.
Now, this is an important update because before the first headline, all my suspicions were wiped away. But now I'm thinking that's exactly what your clone would say.
Exactly.
So I don't know which way is up.
And we can't know for sure.
We need to take the phone off the hook.
Oh, God.
The point is, I think we need to do a deeper dive, and we will be doing... Every 14 minutes, we'll be giving you another update on this hard-hitting news.
And where we stand on the whole, is he a clone? Is he Buhari?
Would you consider cloning yourself if given the opportunity to have more friends?
Yes.
You know that Disney Channel movie where he clones himself with, like, little fish guppies, and he accidentally clones himself?
No.
It's called The Other Me.
What?
Real ones out there will know. Yeah, and he stops going to school and has his clone go to school all the time. But then, backfires, everyone loves the clone more than him. Clone gets the girl. Clone's getting A's. Star athlete, the whole thing. It is truly a classic.
Oh, man. You're just really opening Pandora's box on that one. Maybe I shouldn't clone myself.
Well, I would say that movie is up there... Okay, well, they're coming to get us because all the clone talk.
Oh, God, the government.
We didn't clone ourselves.
I swear.
They're probably here to administer cancer pants.
Oh, I will not accept those pants,
no, thank
good
you.
Sir.
Though they are a perfect fit on my buns.
Oh, God.
And also my thighs.
It won't hurt just to wear the cancer pants once.
Just one,
right?
No,
just
no,
one
no.
time.
I mean, that's a quote from Hugo. Famous last words. Anyway, what were we talking about before that?
Cloning?
Oh, no, Disney Channel movies.
Oh.
My favorite is a two-way tie between Brink, the roller skating movie, and 13th Year, where he turns into a merman.
I was actually going to say that.
That's such a good movie.
13th Holy Year cow. Was phenomenal.
Yeah, we could do a whole movie review. How do they solve that? Is he a merman?
He goes off to live in the ocean. They dump him in the bay
Holy
at the
smokes,
end.
Holy smokes, like Free Willy.
Yeah, except he was a human boy. It turned out to not be human.
So, wow.
Left his adopted parents behind, who'd raised him for 13 years. Who did they know that he was a mermaid?
There had to be signs. Parents always know.
Parents always know. Mom, if you're listening and you know that I'm a mermaid, please tell me before it's too late.
Yeah, the remake, the 23rd year.
23rd year.
It's going to be you.
It's coming up.
Can't wait for your metamorphosis.
Franz Kafka.
I don't know. That one went over my head.
I think our former intern got that.
Yeah.
At least I hope.
Our intern's texting us now, trying to contribute to the show, but I think it's best if she just took a time out. And let us, think about what she's done.
Let her think about what she's done.
Yeah, or lack thereof, what she hasn't done.
What she's failed to do.
Music. The song, I like this song. Usually I kind of like the songs we play, but I actually like this one. So, the song's called Don't Look Back, which is kind of the theme of today's show, if you haven't picked up on that yet.
Baby,
really strong. I think we have a clip. This is a video clip that just came across my desk. Let me know if you recognize it. No, that's not the one. Bananas.
Bananas.
Bring us more bananas, please.
Stop what you're doing. Bring us your bananas.
And Rod, I am just green with jealous rage right now.
Oh, is that it? Wow.
Yeah.
You really leave more to be desired.
You know, I've heard that before, actually. It's funny you say that. Well, I was going to play another clip, but I couldn't find it. So we're left with that 5-second short clip.
This
I was
is
gonna
why
play,
we need an intern.
This is why we need an intern doing research, getting us clips that we need. We're just two guys.
Research. We're just two brothers.
If I had someone I could just pass this off to and be like, hey, we need a hot rod clip that says I was rage punching through a wooded glen and I realized what needed to be done. That would have been better than the clip I just played. But how could I find that?
We can't do it on our own. We're busy men with busy lives. Business, bees.
Bees, no.
No.
No, we're not going to do that.
Nope.
You see, we set things up that you think we're going to say, and then we say the opposite. If you could just do me this one favor, I literally promise.
I don't know where that one's going, to be honest. You lost
if
me at...
go to the pub... I promise I'll give you cash for Uber and all right, more music. This song reminds me of a girl who made me very sad.
Oh god.
Let's see. Oh wait, we gotta read a PSA first.
Oh god. Okay.
Should we do Beat the Beat? People love Beat the Beat.
People love it.
I don't love it that much.
It's mostly at my expense.
I feel like we're slaves to our viewership, and we no longer have control of the show.
Oh, well, this one I think I can do, if I don't read the optional paragraph.
Well, there. How big is the optional one?
It's longer than the mandatory one.
Okay. Let me find a song that makes sense. That has a drop to it. Yeah, people like this song.
Well, the drop is the whole point.
Well, I know, that's why I'm finding one with a drop. Sometimes
don't yell at me, man.
You just need to shut your stinky, stinky pie hole. Alright.
Are you ready?
No. You gotta read the optional, because I don't think this drop comes for like 2 minutes.
It's not gonna take me 2 minutes to read this. Dial 911 for emergencies, PSA.
Okay, I didn't hear that. Please start now.
Dial 911 for emergencies, PSA. Are you a student living off campus? Do you know what number to dial in case of emergency? To ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently, if you are off campus, dial 911. Optional. Although dialing your college's public safety number will eventually send emergency services, there may be a delay in getting the needed resources to you. Those seconds may be extremely important if it means life or death. So, if you have an off-campus emergency, dial 911. A public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
I'm so mad it wasn't even close. You know what? This is void. I didn't check when the drop was.
Oh, do you usually check to make sure the drop is sooner than I anticipate to make me fail? You set me up for failure, Peter. You're supposed to pump my tires.
No,
you know I'm nervous about my reading abilities.
That's not what was happening. Listen, I have a responsibility to this show and all the viewers of this show.
I wouldn't even classify this as a drop.
I told you the drop comes like 2.5 minutes.
Well, what expectations do you have of me? This is 4 sentences.
I know.
Well, you think it would take me 2.5 minutes to read 4 sentences?
It hasn't.
Peter, it's not 1 month ago, okay?
You have made a lot of really, really strong progress.
Thank you.
So thanks for being a part of it.
I've started the embarrassment.
Are we going to eat after this? I thought we were off the air. That's just a little sneak preview of some of the off-air convo banter that goes on. It's actually, banter. If you ever want to come in, it's we have live studio audience some days.
They're very quiet, and they don't respond to anything
that
we do.
They're all just looking at us with their arms crossed, with a disapproving look.
They're all deaf, which might be why they don't respond to things that we say.
It is part of our initiative to have more deaf listeners, but it probably won't work out. We're going to play music.
Oh. And how many?
Just one for now, but okay. More to come later. This is a song of, I already said earlier. Speaking in fragments again.
Oh God, make it stop.
Alright, we're just gonna stay on air while this song plays and stare at each other and make commentary eventually.
Okay.
I hope the quality of the song is coming through even though our mics are still on.
Yes.
Please come back.
You know who you are.
She's not coming back.
She knows she's not coming back.
But she might.
He looked at me, it's no surprise.
She knows who she is. All of her friends know who she is. All of her friends know who she is. People adjacent to her initial social circle know who she is. You've made it very well known.
That's right.
And she's not coming back.
I made every possible effort. I did everything right. I bought her all sorts of fragrances and flowers and chocolates. And she's still not coming back.
It's been back and forth, back and forth. Ups and downs, highs and lows. Bright spots and dark abysses. She's still not coming back.
Mostly dark abysses, though. But our love was like a Raging Bull.
Wow.
Have you seen the movie Raging Bull? I've not.
Neither have I.
Very good, very good. Back to the point. I took her to a fancy restaurant.
Oh?
I thought I was going to the restaurant next door. Sat on the wrong porch. Paid for a very expensive meal on accident. She doesn't even care.
You know, that's something we find in a romantic comedy.
Sometimes I think my life is a romantic comedy.
You are Matthew McConaughey, and she is the other
person. She knows who she is.
Yeah.
All her friends know who she is.
All of our friends know who she is.
Friends adjacent to her know who she is.
She is.
So that was an original song about a girl who knows who she is and will not be named.
We have done all but name her.
We've done all but name her. And
frankly, if you don't know, well, let me tell you.
Yeah, that's just a that's a song called She's Not Coming Back. I Hate the Psychiatrist. We could play I Hate the Psychiatrist. Well, last time we did it, we accidentally played Curse Words.
Yeah. Which, you know, we could risk it.
We could, you know what?
Hey, the Psychiatrist should be, well, I think it's actually titled Peter, You Suck.
It's called Pete, You Suck. Peter, You Suck.
Hate the Psychiatrist is going to be a weekly advent, you could say, right, on the show.
I think this is it.
Okay, are you sure?
I'm not sure. Trouble? I'm pretty sure.
Psychiatrist, well, go see one anyway. I don't like the psychiatrist. You need to go see one. See a psychiatrist. I'm not going.
Yeah, I think that's really strong.
Peter, You Suck.
That song's called Peter, You Suck, and my name is Peter as well. So that one resonates.
Not related.
Not related, though. We're going to play some live music.
Live music?
Which is rare.
He just made live music.
That's right. I'm interested to hear that one back and hoping to destroy the files.
And the center of my brain that has emotions.
Oh, get rid of that, please. Yeah. So this guy is a guy who used to be kind of niche and cool, I think, when I found him, naturally. Alan Stone. But then I think he went on, like, American Idol or something and, like, you know.
Totally ruined his image.
Exactly. So I voted for Bo Bice. Yeah. I said it. I've been waiting to get that off my chest for a long time.
Wow. This totally changes the image I had of you.
Yeah.
You voted for Bo Bice?
Multiple times over the phone.
Oh, multiple times.
Over my house phone.
Well, yeah. You didn't have a cell phone back then. No one did.
I just thought that was a kind of an aging statement.
Yeah.
A dating statement, rather.
No, and you had to call the specific numbers. Look, I remember voting on American Idol. Not Bo Bice. You crazy?
I liked his hair.
Yeah, I actually strangely have a very clear image in my head of Bo Bice.
You should.
And how he looks and who he is.
He's an icon. I'm pretty sure, now, this, I rescind my endorsement, but I'm pretty sure he's like in... He just is like a political supporter of some bad things. Like, he's said some messed up things. Like, his only news sources... We're going to look into this over the break, but I think he's got some bad press releases that put the nail in that coffin after his famous second place finish.
Oh, no!
yeah, legit. Okay, so this guy, Alan Stone, used to do concerts in fun places. So this is a concert in his backyard. He does one in his mom's apartment, which is pretty good, but...
That's not part of it.
This is the train. Budget cuts. The train runs straight through the street. okay.
You can't believe what an opportunity that was for us. Needed the money.
We are strapped for cash at the moment. Big Railroad.
Big Railroad. Coming back.
This show is brought to you by the rail industry.
There are four kinds of business.
Okay, so here's the song. It kind of explains itself.
Hey, neighbor, this is Alan Stone, and I'm in the backyard. This is a song I wrote called The Bed I Made. I hope you enjoy it. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4... I took a plane over the stars and it didn't get me very far. Oh well, all my problems still follow me. And I flew to the moon, but it wasn't far enough away from you. Yeah, well, all our problems still follow me. Out of my mind. Oh, well, I am justified, baby, but oh, my problems to follow me. Oh, and I discovered a way to, oh, to cleverly avoid blame, but oh, I made. Who can I run the pain? Should have faced these demons as they came. Oh, and what I would then trade. Oh, to make some room in this bed I made. spinning things bad. I mean, yeah.
Cole did the thing.
Cole did the thing. Isaac Rosen, if you're listening,
please come back.
Please come back. That was for you.
That was for you. So it's 8:57. We're listening to WMFO Freeform Radio in Medford. Always keep it freeform. We have time. Well, we don't really know how much time we have because the next show, Different Vibes, Moist. I'm glad we finally got that right.
I'm not sure that's right. It might be Different Parentheses Moist.
No, I don't know for a fact.
Okay.
They'll be coming in soon. One of the, probably the best show on campus after ours.
Of course.
They'll be coming in soon, but I want to play a song that's mostly for me and Reed here.
I already know what you're going to do.
Well, you can see the computer.
I can see the computer.
Really? Then I don't think you do.
Oh. Then I... Don't I? Wow.
Just whisper it to me.
I don't know the name of the song.
What does it sound like? No, I'm not going to play that song.
Well, I was wrong.
Do you want me to play that song?
Well, now I'm curious as to what you have in mind.
No, it's much more mellow than that. Okay. This is a song that I'm not going to announce, so Reed can be surprised. Surprise, Reed.
My sandpaper sign engraves a line into the rust of your tongue. Girl, I could have been someone. To you, would have painted the skies blue, baby blue. If you knew, baby, you swim my way, girl, I've got no chance, nothing to say, girl, but stay.